hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Man, do we have an explosive broadcast for you today? I think this is going to be one of the most explosive ones, most explosive podcasts that we have for you up to date. We had one other one and they actually shut that one down. So hopefully they don't shut this one down. While you're joining in, please do me a favor, subscribe, like, follow, and also share this audio podcast. So we have so much for you today in today's episode. So Shannon,
so Will,
Joe Brandon, he goes down to the southern border and he just completely dismisses the border. Correction. He goes to Arizona because of Hobbs, basically. That's the only reason why he's showing up in Arizona. If Carrie Lake was in the governor position there, right, that no shenanigans went on, Carrie Lake was there, he wouldn't be going to Arizona, guaranteed. But he shows up in Arizona. Right, he shows them in Arizona like he's there to work on economy to do things.
Well,
he's
chip plant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he's at a border state, and correct, he refuses to take a little time because just last week or so he was saying he didn't have enough time. No, I played a video clip.
Yes,
that
he did.
Where he was talking about he didn't have enough time because he was talking to Anderson Cooper. He didn't have enough time to go down to the southern border. But now he's at a border state. He can't take 2 hours. 2 hours, go to the border, assess the situation, and then go back home. But he can't even do that.
I mean, to be honest, Joe Biden is on track to be the president that's taken the most vacation time. Biden has taken more vacation time than any predecessor ahead of him. At 40% of the time, he is at home vacationing. It's ridiculous.
You said 40% of the time.
40% of the time. That's what the news people are reporting. 40% of the time.
40%. Wow. That's crazy. That's a lot.
That's almost half the time.
That's pretty much half the time. Because the other 10%, we might as well go ahead and say that he's sleeping at his little tiny desk.
Well, I wonder where he is. I said, I can guess at 40% accuracy.
he's in his vacation in his basement. It's ridiculous. So let me remind everybody what Karine Jean-Pierre said right before his trip to Arizona when they were asking Karine Jean-Pierre, since he's going to be at a border state, will he take a trip to the southern border?
The reason I asked is just because the president had said previously that he hadn't had a lot of time to get to the border. He's going to a border state tomorrow, so you think maybe there would be time there. If there isn't tomorrow, can you say at this point that he...
What I'm saying is tomorrow he's going to actually focus on an issue, a bipartisan issue that was voted in Congress, the CHIPS and Science Act, something that is going to deliver for the people in Arizona, creating jobs and making people's lives better and making sure that we are bringing manufacturing back into the U.S. That is critically important. Now, what I'm saying, the second part of that to your question, if Republicans officials truly, truly want to deal with immigration, they truly want to deal with the border, then they would stop doing political stunts and actually work with us on the plan that we have put forward, which they are not. And that's what we want to make very loud and clear. There's ways to deal with this. Again, they can come and actually do this in a bipartisan way, just like we did with the CHIPS and Science Act.
She's lying. Their policies for doing the southern border is actually having an open border, actually having fentanyl come across the border.
Their solution is to have asylum for everybody that is here.
Exactly, asylum.
Right?
Yep, that's what they want.
And that's what the Republicans are against. They're like, listen, we can't let everybody come here. By the way, most cases where the people actually show up for their second hearing because they don't make their claim until the second hearing. The first hearing, they get work documents, they get whatever they need to be here in America. They show up for that one. The second one where they make their asylum claim, most of them, like I think it's like 95-90%, don't even show up for that. The ones that do show up, the cases are almost always thrown out because it is not real for them. The real reason for them here is not asylum, right? And so for them to just say, yes, we're going to accept all these people as new citizens in the United States and just forego why they're here, have these people, you know, ensure that they're going to be productive citizens and such is ridiculous. And listen, a country, every single country, literally at the beginning of the year or the beginning of a presidential term, they say how many asylum people they're going to let in per year. And there's certain reasons for that. There's economic reasons, there's crime reasons, there's all kinds of different reasons, social security reasons that they have to consider when you take on more people into a country. They want to forego all of that. And they go, they're not working with us because they're not doing what we want them to.
Exactly.
And literally, the problem is the Democrats are not working with the Republicans on a real solution to stop the influx coming at the border. That's not what they're working on. That's not what they want to do. I hate it when she says stuff like that. And it makes it sound like we're doing all this great work and like you're not doing anything.
Yeah. And the whole idea of trying to say that the Republicans are just doing a political stunt. And then after Joe Biden was asked by a reporter why he was in Arizona, are you going to go down to the border? And he literally said that he has more important things to do.
You want me to give my honest opinion about that? Him going to the chip plant is more of a political stunt.
It
than
is.
Going to the border where there's an actual problem that needs to be addressed.
Very good point. Very good point. Listen to what he says when the reporter was asked a question.
The border, because the more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
You're right. That is a political stunt, right? To try to make it look like he's doing something for the American people. That's a political stunt. Where we actually have people losing their lives, over 300 a day. 300 people a day dying from fentanyl because he refuses to shut down the border. Where's the politics in that? Where's the politics in it? People's lives are being lost. Human families are being destroyed because of the Biden regime.
Yes. The question was actually asked by Peter Ducey. And if you couldn't really hear clearly, when he was asked why he isn't going to the border, Biden said, because there are more important things going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise. Biden's comments were criticized all over Twitter today, Will, including Heritage Foundation, John Cooper. He said, tell that to the border. But listen to this. The Border Patrol Union also reacted to what Biden said. They said, visiting an ice cream shop, very important. Visiting our border where illegal immigration, deaths, escapes, and fentanyl smuggling set new records nonstop with thousands dying as a result, not important. And they're not the only ones. Once again, also, they're basically saying that, you know, listen, these Border Patrol agents
the morale for these Border Patrol agents is so low that they're even killing themselves.
Right.
And the Biden regime is even ignoring that.
Yes.
They don't even care that the Border Patrol agents are killing themselves. And you know what? I'm willing to bet that the Biden regime is saying, so what? Who cares that they're killing themselves? These Border Patrol agents are riding around on horseback whipping black people, which is not even true. And they're still, you know what? A lot of people don't know this, that they're still going after those Border Patrol agents after they've been, you know, cleared of all wrongdoing. They're still going after them. Why? Because it's happened under the Biden regime, happened under their watch, and it makes it look like, oh my goodness, we're supporting this. So they want someone to pay for reminding everybody what the Democrat Party is about. The Democrat Party has always been the one on horseback whipping black people. It's never been the Republican Party. But again, the morale in the Border Patrol agents, and I've been down to the border multiple times, and I can't tell you, I've had Border Patrol agents talk to me off camera, off the record per se, right? And they say, Will, thank you so much for what you're doing. And then they go on to explain to me how the Biden regime, these evil Democrats, are tying their hands. They said, we have these people coming across the border, and they said, there's nothing we can do about it but process them.
Yeah.
Process them. Or then they will come after us criminally. criminally for not allowing the criminals to come into the country.
Yeah, I mean, literally, listen, literally Biden just slapped the Border Patrol in their face, if you ask me. I think it's ridiculous. Even the National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judge echoed the voice of many other. He says he cares more about politics than our children. Just like I said, Will, him going to the chip plant is more of a political stunt than going to the border. He said nothing is more important than the safety and security of the American people, but to Joe Biden, it's an afterthought. With a record number of people on drugs, including deadly fentanyl, crossing our border illegally and evading apprehension, it's apparent that Biden cares more about politics than our children, friends, and neighbors. And Will, you know, I haven't said this. 300 deaths a day. I guarantee that every of young people, by the way, between 18 and 25, I bet those parents are sitting there going, oh, that there are more important things. It's really offensive.
I would be so angry. I'm angry about it now. But if I had a child or a loved one that died because of the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border because this regime refuses to prevent it from happening, I would be livid. I would probably be throwing stuff. I'm like, who is this dude? How dare he? I lost my child. I lost my loved one. And he's going to say there's more important things than the American people dying from the fentanyl coming across the border. I'm trying to contain myself right now. Listen, just thinking about this. The more and more I think about this, the more and more I get upset. Why? And you know what? If this was the other way around, if this was President Trump in office and people were dying of fentanyl every single day, don't you know they would be having rallies? They would be marching in the streets against President Trump, saying he doesn't care about the American people. But in this case, conservatives, they complain about it, then they go to work.
Yeah, and you know what made it even more offensive is the reaction from the White House, like you said. They said, oh, that'd be a political stunt if we went there. But listen to this. Another spokesman released this statement after the huge backlash. They said the president was clear that his top priority is investing in the American economy and in American communities, out-competing China, and bringing back American jobs from overseas. In fact, as Fox News' own analysis showed, the economy is a top issue for most Americans. If anyone believes that shouldn't be the president's top priority too, they should say it out loud.
So
that's what they said. And I'm just like, how snippy are you? You need to be slapped in your face. Do you not understand that, of course, we want our economy to be a top priority? But when you choose to go towards the border and you choose to go to a plant versus the actual border where there's a humanitarian crisis happening, I mean, we're not stupid. We know what's happening. And it goes to show the intelligence of the American people. He's equating going to a plant. I don't care. You made a deal. Good for you. Whatever. More jobs. I'm celebrating it. But when you have repeatedly not been to the border for over 2 years, or almost 2 years now, and the crisis is getting worse month over month, do you not think you could take just a couple hours, like you said, Will, to go down there?
A couple hours is all it would take.
He doesn't want to see the dead bodies. He doesn't want to see the
He doesn't want to take the cameras down there with him. And you know what? What the White House is telling us, that they cannot chew gum and walk at the same time. You can't tell me that the economy and our southern border can't be looked into at the same time. President Trump did it. President Trump juggled more than just two subjects. And also, this chip deal, the reason why he went down there, this is the same chip deal. Let me remind everybody that Nancy Pelosi's husband put $5 million into passed it.
I'm sure the Biden regime, the Pelosi's,
probably even the Obama's, probably the Clintons, all of them probably invested money into this chip deal before it took place, before it passed, because they knew that it was going to pass. They had insider trading going on. You or I do that, they put us in jail. But they can do it because they are above the law. And they always say no one is above the law except for them. But this is the same chip company. And you know what? If you ask me, not to be like a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but if you ask me, this chip company that they're talking about, this chip, they're going to implement this chip, and this chip is going to be an RFID chip to go into your hand to where you cannot spend any money, where you cannot purchase anything, and a lot of people don't see it. So necessarily, I don't support it. I don't support it because this is going to be the downfall of America. Because think about it. They're already talking about the digital currency, which we haven't really got into much detail on this show. They're already talking about pushing the digital currency. So how does that coincide with them pushing the digital currency? Mm-hmm. If they make it to where you have a digital identification, then guess what? You can't purchase anything if they say you can't.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what we're going to do right now. If you want to give us a call, the number is 319-527-3453. So Will, we've been accused of being intense.
Really?
A couple of times now, right?
Intense.
So what we're going to do right now before we talk about this next story that will perhaps raise your blood pressure, I want everybody listening to me right now to take a deep breath. Breathe out.
Am I intense? I'm passionate about what's happening here.
I'm just saying.
I'm passionate. I'm passionate. I'm passionate because you know what? This has been going on for far too long. And people that have been in positions of authority, positions of power, they refuse to address this issue at all.
Yeah.
And now it's affecting all of us. I shouldn't even be talking about any of this. You know, I have other hobbies that I would like to do. I like going fishing. I like fishing. I haven't been fishing in years. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I need to
camping plug too.
Camping. Yeah. Oh, I love to go camping. Yeah. But there's so much going on. There's so much that needs to be spread and information that we need to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen to this next story. You know, Will, we just recently had Elon Musk to start revealing some of the Twitter docs, right? That have shown where government has been colluding with social media.
No, they haven't been colluding, have they?
In order to sway the results of the election.
No, say it ain't so.
By not giving the constituents all the information that it would be valuable while they go to the polls. Well, listen to this.
Did you put the number in the chat by chance?
I did.
Okay. Just making sure.
Okay. So listen to this, everybody. This is a new story on the Epoch Times. And like I said yesterday, if you are interested in seeing all these stories that we are talking about, I will put them in a newsletter that I send out every night. So if you're interested in getting any of these new stories and sharing them out with your friends and family to make sure that they are informed voters, just simply go to uniteamericafirst.com/newsletter and sign up for our newsletter.
So you should put that in the chat as well.
I will. So FBI sent election-related posts to social media companies ahead of election, an agent testifies. The FBI set up a command post ahead of the 2020 election and set up a nationwide system that conveyed election-related posts to social media platforms. This is once again the FBI colluding with social media.
The federal, aka
so
the federal government.
Platforms could take them down, an FBI agent testified in a recent deposition. The information would be provided by the FBI field offices and the Bureau's headquarters about disinformation, primarily regarding the time, place, or manner of elections, according to Elvis Chan, the assistant special agent in charge of cyber branch of the FBI's San Francisco division. The posts were passed to the FBI San Francisco office's command post. The reason why they were sent to that one is because guess what? They are right there in the city with these big tech companies, which are mostly in Silicon Valley, right, Will?
Yes.
He said this. He said, from my recollection, we would receive some responses from social media companies. I remember in some cases would relay that they had taken down the post. In other cases, they would say that it did not violate their terms of service. In some cases, when we shared information, they would provide a response to us that they had taken it down. I would not say it was 100% success rate. If I had to characterize it, I would say it was about 50% success rate. Success rate is defined as platforms taking down some type of action because of a post was determined to violate the platform's terms of service. Chan testified on November 29th. The FBI encouraged people to send in examples. So people in different areas would send the examples of election-related disinformation or misinformation. I'm quite sure it was what they felt felt was disinformation or misinformation, correct? And examples were reviewed by an FBI employee or an FBI contractor. If posts were deemed to fit the criteria, they would move it on up to the social media platforms to be removed. Is this not crazy, Will?
It sounds like fascist. It sounds like fascism, you know, because they constantly call those on the right fascism. But this is the very this is part of the definition of fascism. Them going around and finding people that they want to censor because you might say something that we don't like, or you might reveal the truth to the American people. Mm-hmm. And because you may reveal the truth to the American people, we have to shut you down.
Yeah. Now, remember, Will, there was a story, if I recall, a couple weeks ago we did, where they were talking about they were making to where a Biden administration could no longer use certain apps because they weren't traceable or protected by government.
TikTok.
Agencies. No, it wasn't TikTok.
WhatsApp.
Well, I'm sorry. TikTok was one of them. Yes.
Yeah, TikTok WhatsApp. Was one of them. Yeah. WhatsApp, because they didn't want you to use in a government, if you're in a government, government position or government capacity, rather. Mm-hmm. If you have a government issue mobile device, you cannot have TikTok on it. You can't have WhatsApp on it, to my understanding. You can't have Telegram on it, because those are, if you use WhatsApp, and I know Telegram, they can't monitor anything that you're saying. There's no records of it. They can delete it. And TikTok.
And all government agents are supposed to have records of their communications.
Exactly. And TikTok can come right in and gather any data that they want and send it to China. Right? So they prevented that. But you know what? When it comes to Twitter, I wonder, you know what makes me think? Are they going to remove Twitter from their government employees too? Are they going to tell their government employees that they can't do Twitter on their mobile devices now?
Well, I don't know, but
it just makes me think, right? Because they're not saying publicly that TikTok is a national security threat, which TikTok is, obviously. But Elon Musk and Twitter is a national security threat.
In reading this
because
article,
he's exposing them for who they are.
Yeah, in this article, it says the FBI used two applications. They are encrypted communications app Signal and Teleporter.
Yeah, Telegram.
Teleporter.
Oh, Teleporter?
Yeah.
Okay, I never used Teleporter.
It was how they securely transferred files to communicate with the firms. Social media is not a government agency.
It is now. It is now. And they should be sued. They should be sued because of the First Amendment. They should be sued because they violated our First Amendment rights.
I'm like, how is our federal... I mean, let me ask you something, Will. Did all those people pass background checks that the federal government is communicating with?
So the federal government
about federal
is
business?
Colluding with Twitter and Facebook and Google. You notice in all this talk, they really don't say too much about Google.
Well, yeah. YouTube, which we know is one of the worst.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right?
They really don't say too much about it. They really talk about Facebook and Twitter, but you know Google's right there with them. You know they are.
Yeah.
Because of YouTube. Mm-hmm. But they don't really say anything. But the most interesting thing about all of this, when it comes to the federal government doing overreach, using big tech as a proxy to censor your free speech, the big thing about all of this to me is that the federal government sees that they've done nothing wrong. They see no wrong. These tyrants in the tech companies, they see nothing wrong with it either. And the reason why they don't see anything wrong with it, because it's what they wanted. They're drunk on power. They're drunk in their demonic ways. And they feel that if you're going to say something that I don't like, then I have every right to shut you down. And to think about this, these tech companies, the leftist liberals, every single time, the communists would say, well, Twitter, Facebook, Google, they're all private companies. They're all private companies. So if they want to block someone because you have a political view, they should be able to do it. But we're talking about the new virtual public square, where now we have actual tangible evidence that's coming out on Twitter, which if you haven't paid attention, They're not denying that these communications took place. Mm-hmm. They're not denying it at all. If anything, they're just trying to say it's old news and it's not even really important and they don't even want to report on it. But anyways, listen to this tyrant on MSDNC as he talk about the tech company should be able to, you know, block or turn down their reach as much as they want. And they're really doing this to me on Facebook. I have over 411,000 subscribers on my Facebook page and they toned down the reach to barely nothing. It's really interesting.
Yeah, and the weird thing is the page is growing.
We're like, yeah, how it's is growing, it growing with people, but when I post videos and I post stuff, they don't allow it to reach anybody. But at least what I'm thinking that they're possibly doing is it is reaching people, but they're not showing me the numbers. They're actually turning down the numbers to make it look like it's less. But listen to this tyrant on MSDNC.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else. And the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
And you know what I just noticed? Is he's trying to suggest that Elon Musk is going to turn down Democrats' reach and turn up the reach for Republicans.
And that's not true. I mean, he said he's not going to. Well, there's been a lot of hate on Twitter lately.
Oh, my goodness. But the point is,
from Democrats.
The point is that he just listed off what Elon will possibly do, but he just listed off what they have been doing.
Exactly. To conservatives only.
And what they're still doing.
Right.
And what they're still doing. YouTube is still doing it. Facebook is still doing it. They're still doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to this. Well, there's another article about that same thing that says FBI coordination with big tech censorship ahead of 2020 election revealed an agent deposition. This is from the Missouri Attorney General. He said officials from the FBI and Department of Homeland Security frequently met with major, listen to this, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security frequently met with major social media companies ahead of the 2020 election and pointed out users and pieces of content for removal, according to information from a deposition of a senior FBI agent revealed by a state attorney general.
I wonder if my name is on that list because they deleted my entire channel on YouTube because I was talking about what CNN was wanting to force people to get the vaccine, you know, when I was like, before they can go back to work. I just shared a video and I did commentary on it and they deleted my channel. And I'm wondering if the federal government was saying anyone who's talking about this, the vaccine or anything, delete their channel, delete their information.
Yeah.
I wonder if my name is on the list.
So it says, quote, we found that the FBI plays a big role in working with social media companies to censor speech. From weekly meetings with social media companies ahead of the 2020 election, which I said, to ask for accounts to be taken down. He said Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a series of tweets on December 2nd, 3 days after deposing Special Agent Elvis Chan, who is in charge of cyber affairs. That's the guy that I talked about in the other article. He said Chan has given major social media companies warnings that have led them to censor information about laptop belonging to, guess what? Hunter Biden.
Russia.
He was
Russia.
One of the guys. Shortly before the election that put Biden in office, according to the lawsuit against Biden administration that led by Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry. So this is a suit that's going on. That's why there's testimonies happening. You know what, Will? It's overwhelming to me that this is happening in parallel, right? You have Twitter happening where they're releasing information, literally almost supporting this testimony.
It is supporting it. It's not almost, it is supporting it.
I'm sitting here thinking, how much more do people need before they say, we want an investigation.
It has to happen to them. See, these leftist tyrants, it doesn't happen to them.
Yeah, I understand.
They
what you're
don't
saying.
See any problem with it. And they're like, oh, this is fine. This is fine. I don't want to see your stuff anyways. And if they're going to block you and I don't have to see your stuff, then fine with it. But you don't have to look at it. But see, the thing with the left, they have it in their minds. Well, if I don't like it, no one should like it. So then the people who can put in the algorithms and turn stuff down, they can go into the system and turn you down or block you or suspend you or put you in Facebook jail for 60 days, 30 days, whatever it is, right? I think they did one person, they did 90 days in Facebook jail. And they do this to people just left and right because they don't like what you're saying. Not that you're calling for violence. You don't have to be calling for violence. You could just be exposing these evil people with the truth and they'll block you. You know what it makes me think about? I never forget this. I was in Facebook jail for 30 days in November 2020. The day after the election, I didn't post anything saying they stole the election. I didn't say that at all. I didn't post anything saying there's fraudulent stuff going on. I didn't say that at all. You know what I said? All I said, and I didn't even mention the election. All I did was say that something doesn't look like it's in order here. I'm not sure what's going on, but there's something out of the ordinary here. Am I the only one seeing it? Before I knew it, the next morning, that's all it was. It was just a comment. Had over 30,000 comments. Had 15,000 shares on it. And it was going through the roof. I mean, I never had a comment that had this 30,000 comments. And I think the emojis were hitting like 56,000 emojis. And not that I ever pay attention to that, but it just stuck in my mind. I'm like, this is crazy. I'd never seen that. Boom, 30 days ban.
Boom, shakalaka.
And I said, what is this? I didn't even mention the election. I didn't mention Trump's name. I didn't mention anything. It's just people knew and they saw what was happening in 2020. And I'm willing to bet, I'm wondering if my name is on that list. The federal government said, oh, look what he's saying. He's bringing attention to something we don't want people to know. Stop him.
Yeah,
30
sure
days.
Thousands of names on there.
Yeah, list. It probably is.
Probably hundreds of thousands.
Probably is. Because anyone who's ever said anything in support of Trump, anything about the Democrats cheating, anything about them tormenting the American people.
Yeah, and it gets tiresome, right? Because think about it. When you started out doing this, it was what, 2015?
Yeah, 2015, right? Going
and
into
so
2016.
All the censorship. Think of all the people that we've seen over the years that we've ran into that were doing what you were doing. And they just got tired, right?
And
the censorship. And they just gave up. And there's very few that have really survived and continue to move on in because it's hard, right? It's not an easy
task. You know
what?
I can't even express it. You know, I don't ever complain about, you know, how I'm struggling in the background because the issues that we're seeing is more important. Now, it is important in my life. Don't get me wrong, because I can't, you know, there's no way for me to continue doing all this and I can't turn the lights on. If I can't turn the lights on, I can't do the audio podcast. I can't do the video podcast. Yeah. I can't do my website.
I mean,
I can't.
Will,
there's
literally
so
know
much
people that have. They have gone into bankruptcy.
Yes.
I mean,
they've
literally
gone into bankruptcy doing this.
Because they literally have shut their way of making money. And so, you know, that's why we always say it's so important, if you appreciate what we're doing, to support us. And, you know, no small amount is too little, right? I mean, a couple dollars even. If everybody contributes a couple dollars, it means so much to us. But listen to this, Will. I want to continue.
Okay, let me say this real quick.
Oh, sure.
Because we had one person call in. Maybe I don't know if it was a troll or not, but, you know, I mean.
Well, there's no trolls on here.
No. I mean, but, you know, I did a little small video on Facebook, you know, saying that, hey, if you don't like, if you don't like Will, here's your opportunity to call Will and tell him what the deal is. But if you, for everyone that's listening in right now, if you want to give me a call, the number is 319-527-3453.
Right.
The line is open.
Right. Now listen to this. And this is one of the things that they do to discourage people that don't think like them. This is an article on Newsweek. And it says FBI ramps up spending. They ramp up their spending to fight MAGA terrorism. Now, Will, I'm going to read this article, but you and I both know that we've had people, and I've heard Jim Jordan talk about it. I've heard Comer talk about it, where they said literally the FBI whistleblowers that have gone to them say, really, the things that they're calling terrorism are not terrorism at all.
It's because someone says something they don't like. Let me remind everybody. They labeled parents that were trying to protect their children from that crap CRT and sexualizing their kids. They're labeling those parents as domestic terrorists. You understand what's going on there? Talking about fascism. That's the definition of fascism, what they are doing. Yeah. They are the true fascists.
Yeah. It says the FBI conducting three times as many domestic terrorism investigations than it was 5 years ago, with 70% of its open cases focused on civil unrest and anti-government activity, according to FBI documents and government specialists. So before I go on to read more of this, Will, you and I both know, when you talk about anti-government activity, that is not conservatives or what they call MAGA. That is who?
Antifa. BLM.
BLM. Right. That's who that is. They're the ones. And we know that Kamala Harris and many of these Republicans have actually donated to get these people that are arrested literally
for committing a crime, a straight up crime, arson, physical attacks of people, and encourage them. Keep going. We'll bail you out.
Yes. It says the Bureau, listen to this, has also quietly changed the general classification of white supremacy, anti-Semitism, abortion, and anti-LGBTQI plus related extremism to hate crimes rather than terrorism. Since terrorism remains the top national security priority, this has lowered the visibility and resources dedicated to those issues. The FBI considers all violent acts and threats of violence with a political motive to be terrorism. A senior government official explains to Newsweek, but not all acts of extremism are considered terrorism. If an act is focused on the government, it's not terrorism. The source says, but if extremism is focused on private individuals or institutions, it's considered just a crime or classified as a hate crime. The source was granted anonymity to speak about the classified matters.
Wow. Well, hey, we got a phone call.
Okay, let's take it.
All right. It looked like it might be a new caller, actually. So I don't know if it's the same person that called a minute ago. I guess we'll find out. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's John. I'm on your channel on Podbean as Raccoon Six.
Awesome. You know, awesome. Thank you for the call, Ron.
This is all, I don't know why people can't see it. This is all about destroying America. We're the last banyan of freedom in this entire world.
Yes, sir.
We have more rights than anybody else in the world. We have a bunch of crooked politicians. I mean, this is all going to be said and done someday. We need to gut the judicial system and our governmental systems and lobbyists, because lobbyists control politicians.
Very true.
They give them money to pass laws for their benefit, not for the people's benefit.
Yeah, it's actually the lobbyists that write all legislation that's passed in Congress and Senate as well.
Well, yeah, they just take all of them out. Every lobbyist that's on Washington, D.C. should have a price on their head.
Because I agree.
All they're doing is the only thing they've ever done was destroy some part of America. And when you actually do the research, you find out that lobbyists have been going on ever since the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point forward, they've just gotten more and more. And when they incorporated it, as a corporation, it started to flourish. And then when we industrialized, they take the people off the land and put them in the cities and work them like slaves. And I say working like slaves because most people hate their job.
Yep.
And they only perform the job because they got a bunch of credit that's been given to them and they think they've earned it. But actually, it's only to keep them going to work and paying for the bills or the threat of losing everything they own. People are going to suffer, and everybody's going to suffer because of the fact that they've jacked up our inflation rate. They've made everything almost impossible for most of the people in the United States to keep on a daily basis. You know, the gas prices were astronomical. I know a lot of people who couldn't go to work because they had to drive so far. They couldn't afford to drive.
Exactly.
They had bills to pay.
Exactly.
This is just, all they're doing is tearing down the United States. And like you said earlier, they knew where everybody was on January 6th. Well, they got one guy at a McDonald's parking lot because his phone pinged in the area. Okay. And they arrested him. And this wasn't a January 6th guy. This was a reporter.
I heard about that.
A few months back.
Yeah, I heard about that. And you know what? They everything that they've been doing, and they call us fascists, but they've been the ones who's doing fascism throughout the entire country. Let me ask you, Ron, how long do you think America can hold up? How long do you think it's that America can continue down this path?
Well, thing of it is the propaganda has been going on for so many generations now, and it's finally got to a point to where people, like you said earlier, if they don't like something, they want you to not like it or not be able to say it. You know, we have a constitutional right to overthrow a tyrannical government. It's written in the Constitution.
Right.
Okay. We have the right to take them people out. January 6th was nothing but a show hoax because they already had people in the Dagon Capitol building before Trump even finished his speech.
I remember that.
It's proven fact.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
They looked at the timelines on the film. They looked at the timelines on the recorded films.
Actually,
and they said, hey.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Actually, I was in D.C., on January the 6th. And I remember there was one person that was at the Capitol and that person called me and said, Will, they're going into the Capitol. And President Trump was on stage speaking. He wasn't even finished. It was almost like 20 minutes before he even finished when they went into the Capitol.
Yeah, actually, it was a little bit longer. But yeah, before he finished his speech. But, you know, they sat there and they snowballed us. I say it, oh, this is under national security. The only national security is to not show our governmental wrongdoings that they've been doing to everybody.
Okay? Yeah. But let me ask
so
you,
many
Ron.
Things out there they're doing to us on a constant basis that nobody wants to say anything about it, or they say, well, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just
yeah, well, I'm constantly saying something, and I think it's the duty for each and every one of us to say something. But let me ask you my question. How long do you think America can continue down the path that it's currently on?
Well, it could last a long time. The only problem is people are going to run out of their comfort foods, their comfort items. They're not going to be able to find them because, you know, they've stripped our industrialization out of the United States. We have very little industrialization here. It's all been shipped overseas to the slave labor markets so they can make even more money at the corporations. And I need to get with you sometime and explain to you the six corporations that control all of our commerce here in the
United States. I am aware.
Six corporations.
I'm aware. And I know yes. these corporations, how they control the shelf space in these stores. And if you don't go in and join the whole game, then you can't put your stuff in the stores. Oh, I'm fully aware of what they've been doing and the corruption. And that's not even scraping the iceberg, right? It's not even scraping all of it.
No, it's not. But with that, you also have to understand that they lean, and I'd say lean on, Congress, because Congress has control of the commerce. They don't want ships to come in. They'll say, okay, you have to close down the ports for, you know, the COVID pandemic. Okay. And look at the stats they had. Now you go out there, you rarely see any boats out there because nothing's coming in, and they cut it off from China. But something that people have to understand, we were told about this by Trump.
Yep.
He told us exactly what was going to happen.
Yep.
And people didn't believe it. They said, oh, that's not going to work. But he said, I can tell you, but you have to see it to believe it.
And that's exactly what I said earlier.
Everybody's going to suffer.
Yep. And people don't understand until they get hit with it.
Yeah. Well, see, he made deals with leaders because he has a scoop on them. Okay. He knows what Russia's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was planning to expose the crap. And I told people a while back, and some of them are saying, well, I don't see it on my calendar. I don't see anything happening. It's not on our watch. Okay. You're not going to find it on your clock or your calendar because these people are doing a government overreach to get out all these bad people, and they start out on plan A, and after 2.5-3 years or even going back to 2017 when he started it, they're probably on Z229 right now. Because so many things
Ron, I know you have a wealth of knowledge and you could probably go on for a long time, but we have another caller. We appreciate your call.
All right.
Hey, Ron, thank you so much for the call.
The last thing I want to say is,
sure,
be prepared for this to last at least 2 or 3 more years, because the revolution, it took 10 years to recover from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, every single big business economists are saying it's going to take years for us to recover
from this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is. Yep. Hey, thanks for the call, Ron.
Have a great day.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care. Yeah. You know what? I agree. I think my thing is that we have another caller. We're going to go to Deb from Vegas in just a second. But I think the biggest thing for me is that I think we're going to see a dramatic change in America 2023, right? Because all the economists were saying that America is going to look, it's not going to even look like America any longer in 2023, especially going down the path that we're going on. And now that they're talking about this digital currency and doing this chip deal, I think they're going to use this mechanism to usher in the whole one world order that they've been pushing for.
It's so weird because just in 2 years, our country has changed so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's really scary.
It's almost unrecognizable now. Right.
So let's take this call.
Okay. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie from Vegas. Hey, Debbie, thank you so much for the call.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. How about you, Debbie?
Things are getting real tough here in Las Vegas. I wanted to ask everybody, what are your prices for eggs? I went to the store yesterday. Our eggs are $6.49.
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny that you bring that up, Deb, because yesterday on our local Facebook page, I was scrolling through and people literally started a thread saying, what are you doing in this time of inflation? Right. Because people are like, do you have some tips? Do you have some tricks? Like, what are you doing to survive and make ends meet? It's a real thing that's starting to impact everybody across America. I know we paid a little over $7 for eggs for, was it 18 or 24 pack?
18.
At Costco.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They wanted $6.49 for a dozen.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
And we've had 3 children here die of the flu, and they can't keep any of the children's medicines on the shelf.
Yeah, we've heard that. There's a huge shortage of ibuprofen on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. Huge shortage. You can't find. The kids are coming down with temperatures, and And we just lost like 3 babies here from the flu.
Yeah, RSV, wow. I heard, is respiratory. Yeah, it's, yeah, you know, that's so sad. Actually, my daughter had RSV when she was little, and literally it was scary. I mean, I started crying. I was like, I need to take her to emergency room. She was just almost lifeless. You know what I mean? And so it's a dangerous disease. Definitely. Man, I
and,
hate to
and,
hear
and
that.
The whole idea for me to think about it, the whole idea that they don't have, you know, something as small as children's ibuprofen or Tylenol, and it's running off the shelf and you can't even find it. That just goes to show that the Biden regime and the Democrats are not even looking after America's best interests. Go ahead.
The news showed that there are people hoarding this stuff too.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that's
I'm sure.
Problem. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. As soon as they got wind of it, that's going to, I mean, look what they did with the toilet paper.
Yeah, people
were
like,
no more toilet paper? They were hoarding toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not funny, though, because literally when kids have a fever, especially younger kids, ibuprofen works far better than acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. And so it's really important that they have that on hand for those young children. And children can handle pretty high fevers, but and it helps, you know, of course, fight the virus that they have. But, you know, it's sad. You know, why the children? Because even with formula, I was at the store the other day and I looked over at the formula. I'm glad my kids are grown. They're still completely out of formula. And I'm like, I thought Biden said they were fixing this.
I happened to go past the formula. You better start stocking up on diapers, wipes, whatever else you need for your baby, because come after this month, you might not see a lot of stuff.
You know, it's worrisome.
I mean, Las Vegas is the worst. Is 9 people were murdered yesterday. Mm. It's like we're having people murdered every day.
You said how many yesterday?
3.
9.
9 people.
Oh, 9. I'm sorry. I
9 people murdered yesterday alone in Vegas?
Yeah. 9 different. They weren't a serial killer.
Right.
Like 9 separate.
9 separate.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because we used to go when I lived in California, my boys.
And our gas is almost $6 a gallon. So yeah. I want to know what this press secretary is talking about. Prices coming down.
Well, let me ask you this.
Well, she's lying.
Debbie,
that's the whole deal. They want to lie.
Do you guys have a ton of tax on your gas? Like California taxes their gas a lot?
Oh, yeah.
You
know what the problem with Las Vegas? We make the worst wages in the country. We're lucky if we're getting $13, maybe $15 an hour.
You know why?
But yeah.
Because you're a service industry. That service industry really, they take advantage of it.
But yeah, we're the second highest in gas, second highest in food, and third highest in crime.
Well, you know what? It really sucks. But and it's, you know, a bad thing
what?
Is it's going to get a lot worse, Debbie.
Yesterday, tourism is up here. We're expecting 400,000 people during New Year's Eve.
See, I don't even get that. Like, I don't even get it. Like, I'm like, how all these people complain?
You're talking about $15 to $2,500 a night per room.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And you have to have a 3-day minimum.
Wow.
Oh, really? I don't remember that when we used to go. I used to go to Vegas for my boys' basketball tournaments.
Well, things have changed a lot, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
a 3-day minimum.
It's funny because when we went to Vegas, this was, of course, years ago, you know, the boys could just walk up and down the strip with, you know, their little basketball game. You know, we're in Vegas playing a tournament and it would be relatively safe. But they say, I haven't been in years, but they say that's not how it is anymore. They say that the strip is pretty dangerous now.
The biggest cause of death right now is pedestrians being run over.
What? Are you kidding
me? I mean, everybody is driving here like crazy. And people are getting killed by being run over by cars.
Wow.
I mean, we're getting all of the people that don't want to live in California anymore. We're getting them.
Well, yeah, well, we're getting them here in Texas, yeah, too. We, so.
You don't want them. We don't want them either.
We had several people move here from Arizona because they don't want to deal with KDLF.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know what, Debbie? We're going to say a prayer for you. God, please help Las Vegas.
Say a prayer for Joe Lombardo. He has his first thing that he's going to issue here is education.
I'm sorry, the first thing he's going to issue?
The first thing he's going to address is that terrible education system we have.
That's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. That's why I voted for him, because he said he was going to do that. You know, we got half the kids speaking Spanish, the other half speaking English, so you only get half a lesson.
Well, here in Texas, I think Spanish is the first language. So I understand what you're saying. But anyways, thank you, Deb, for the phone call.
Yep.
It's tough out there. Prayers for you. And we hope that you make
thank
it through.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work. You guys are doing great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care.
It's rough out there for people, Will.
Yeah.
Including us. I mean, we see it and feel it too. So, you know, anyways, listen to this. We only have a few minutes left, but listen to this. The State Department, listen, you know, there's all kinds of now investigations. The Republicans are really asking for documents and trying to look into what the Biden administration is doing. Every turn they take, the Biden administration are roadblocking them. It's crazy. Listen to this. State Department still refusing to give House GOPers info on overseas atheism grants.
Atheism grants.
Right. Says State Department officials are continuing to refuse House Republican demands for information regarding grants of U.S. tax dollars to advance atheism in foreign countries, according to Rep. Jim Banks of Indiana. Banks, who is chairman of the Republican Study Committee, expressed frustration with the lengthy December 1st telephone conference call with Mariah Mercer, an assistant ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Rashad Hussain heads the department's Office of Internal Religious Freedom, or it's called OIRF. The OIRF's mission is to promote universal respect for freedom of religion or belief for all as core objective of U.S. foreign policy. We monitor religiously motivated abuses, harassment, and discrimination worldwide and recommend, develop, and implement policies and programs to address these concerns. Mercer declined to provide any information regarding the recipients of grants, the amount given in grants, or how the recipients were selected. She also declined to describe the metric, if any, being used by State Department officials to evaluate the performance of the grant recipients. So once again, Will, we have money in the government, just like we gave Ukraine all kinds of money. We asked for accountability. Biden administration refuses to look in or hold them accountable for the money we give them. Same thing here. They refused to be accountable for the money, U.S. money, by the way, that is given to these other. We don't even know who the money is being given to, how much is being given to them, what they're spending it on. You know, it
makes me think about FTX. It makes me think about the firm that Hunter Biden was working at that received $10 million, and then they funneled $1 million of it to the Democrat Party. And this was all taxpayer dollars. And the $10 million that went to the Hunter Biden firm that he was working at, because Hunter Biden, he didn't go to my understanding, he didn't go to any meetings for the firm. He didn't go into any, you know, going to work or anything. They were just sending him a check for $200,000+ a year for doing nothing, basically giving access to the big guy. They received $10 million in COVID relief fund, And then it was completely just canceled. They didn't have to pay any of it back. And then they donated $1 million to the Democrat Party.
Yeah, that was actually a story.
So it sounds like yesterday. The same thing. It sounds like they just find all of these different avenues to funnel money.
Right. And listen, this committee that he's a part of, they are to evaluate the funds of the government, how they're being used, what they're being used for. It says, because under the Constitution, all federal spending must originate with the approval of the House of Representatives. It has been routine since 1789 for executive branch officials to provide on request information to congressional committees as well as individual senators and representatives regarding how appropriated funds are being spent. And for 6 months and multiple letters, this administration, the Biden administration, has refused to give them that information. What the heck, Will?
It's total corruption.
Total corruption, right?
I've been saying this here lately. Actually, I started saying this today. Conservatives, Republicans, we complain about it, then we go to work. That's it. Because it's like nothing's going to be done about it. They're going to continue to do this. It's going to continue to happen. And the reason why they feel so emboldened by not even releasing the information to these Republican committees is because they say, we don't care. We're going to do this criminal activity, and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Yep, that's true.
Apparently, there's nothing they can do. They can complain about it, and then they go to work.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, that's it for us today. Hey, listen, if you want a link to all these stories so you can share them to other people and inform people of what is happening to our government, go to UniteAmericaFirst.com/newsletter and sign up for our newsletter. I will send you a link to every single one of these articles that we talked about today, including Will's nightly podcast. But once again, go to UniteAmericaFirst.com/newsletter. We love you. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your support.
We'll see you tomorrow, same time, 5 p.m. Central. God bless everybody. Take care. See you on the flip side.